Those of a certain age may sympathize with Bill Corcio, the chair of the Sussex County Community College Board of Trustees, who observed Monday evening that a tweet used to be something you heard from a bird. One consequence of changing times is that Corcio and his colleagues must deal with a series of sexist, homophobic and perhaps racist tweets coming not from a low-flying hawk, but Jerry Scanlon, the board's vice chair. Among other things, the tweets called for Democratic congresswomen bitches and whores and referred to gay soccer player Megan Rapinoe as a lesbian hag. Scanlon posted the tweets in his capacity as chair of the Sussex County Republican Party. When they first drew public attention last month, Scanlon initially blamed the hubbub on Phil Murphy, claiming the governor was rousing up his minions in Sussex County for political purposes. It was an absurd thing to say, and Scanlon wisely switched gears a few days later, took responsibility for the postings, and issued an apology. But that's not the end of it. Scanlon's political position is one thing. His public status as a college trustee is another. While his term expires the end of October, less than 3 months away, college officials seem determined to do something. Precisely what is their quandary? Corcio joined the college president and council at a press briefing on Monday. This type of availability is appreciated, but the officials didn't really have all that much to say. Corcio said college officials have met over the matter a few times, including once with Scanlon. But he acknowledged it's not totally clear what, if anything, the board can do. And Corcio declined to say what he thought of the tweets, contending that anything he would say could be viewed as prejudicial. There is no mechanism for a public body to force one of its members to resign, even if members want to do that. Of course, in this case, there's no indication that they do. Still, there seems to be some danger here for the college, which by design strives to treat all students equally. Corcio said it's imperative for the college environment to be dedicated to civility and respect. So, how does civility and respect mesh with a board member who thinks it's fine to insult women and gays? The issue in the tweets was not that Scanlon disagreed with four liberal House members known as the Squad. You expect Republicans to disagree with liberal Democrats. But ridiculing and insulting the women because of their gender? That was, and is, the problem. One must ask, would such postings by a college official dissuade a young woman from enrolling in the Sussex College? Maybe. We may not know what the Board of Trustees will end up doing, but we do know the next step. A special meeting is set for August 20th at 5 p.m. during a question and answer session with the press. Free speech was raised. Freedom of speech is always an overriding issue, but it doesn't apply here. Scanlon's right to speak is not in question. It's his status as a college trustee. To put another way, people have a constitutional right to say what they want, but not a constitutional right to serve on a college board of trustees.